You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Dundalk. Well, it's a Friday evening. Where else did you expect us to be looking? My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to preview the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning.
Are you well, sir?
Pretty good. Looking forward to tonight. Yes, should be excellent stuff.
Yes.
And the wife's out as well. That means I can watch the whole of Dundalk with no interruption.
What a Brucey bonus.
No, yeah. Quality in it.
Yeah, good stuff.
I'm only saying that because I know she doesn't listen.
What do you make of Dundalk, Andy? I mean, you must be pretty happy. It's one of your favourite Irish venues, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to take a while for it to really kick off, so to speak. The maidens are quite willing to contest. I had a chat with you a second or two ago. I put that down to good ground at the moment on the turf over in Ireland. No rain around for quite a while. Obviously, we had quite a dry, high-pressure-dominated period. And it's resulted in the courses being generally good to firm over in Ireland. So obviously, the trainers that normally see the solace of the surface here at Dundalk are continuing while the weather remains good. And that means some of the fields have suffered. But that doesn't mean to say that handicaps aren't up to their usual tricky standard.
No, the handicaps seem to be holding up. We've still got some plenty of course specialists on show as well, so we should be able to get stuck into some of it. And the first race is the 5:35. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF auction maiden. It's over 7 furlongs, and somebody told me it's the 13-8 favourite. Money for Rock of Gold this morning, 11-4 into 9-4. Rock and Roll Baby going the other way, 7-2 out to 9-2. It's 8-1 for Arty Type, and 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. So fairly short price favourite in the shape of somebody told me, Andy, and Money for Rock of Gold this morning. Are those two the two you concentrated on here?
Yeah, I thought you was almost tempted to break into song then when you mentioned Somebody Told Me.
Almost.
Could well be the killer for the bookmaker here, without the S. Yeah, but I'm really keen on that Michael Moore Vanish Charger here. Philly by Bush Rangers had 3 runs. Running that very good maiden first time up behind Smash Williams. Of course, we know he's gone on to win a Group 2 subsequently, and a whole host of horses have run well out of that race. Been 3 winners down the line. Ran really well from a terrible draw in the sales race. I say really well. I mean, that doesn't look great, 18-30, but only beaten 12 lengths, drawn down the middle. That's a more than respectable effort. But then posted its best ever number last time out when finishing strongly from the back of the field down the middle of the track, which is always fairly disadvantageous at Navan, to run second to No, who'd got plenty of good solid experience. And I do like the way this horse finished off its race. Certainly suggests it's worth a try over 7 furlongs here tonight. And this doesn't look a particularly strong race other than Rock of Gold, who's obviously got a bit of form. That horse is third behind Miss Brinkley's the other day down in Down Royal. That wasn't a bad little race, but I certainly think the Navan race is a better one. Certainly figures wise it was anyway. And I just like this horse's profile. Comes from a trainer who has had plenty of success here at Dundalk over the years. Battle of the Brawn, of course, probably his most prestigious or prolific of horses. Round about 13-8, 7-4 this morning. Good solid start there with Somebody Told Me.
Somebody Told Me for Andy then in the 5:35. The 6-5 is the second race on the card. This is the Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Maiden. So over 7 furlongs, and the two newcomers are at the top of the market this morning. Embera from the Mickey Halford Yard is 5-4. Loving the Sun from Dermot Weld Stable is 13-8. 7-2 for Glenmain. In Her Stride is 16s, and it's big prices for the other two in the lineup. Do you see this going to one of the newcomers, Andy?
I do, yes. Although I do think Glenmain's half decent. I think she'd probably be better maybe further down the line in handicaps, perhaps. Wouldn't be biggest shock in the world, of course, if she won, because she was 6 in that race that Blue De Vega was 3rd in. We know that horse is potentially top class from the O'Callaghan stable. But I'll concentrate on the two horses from the powerful stables here who are likely to take a huge hand in this. And I'll go with Embryo, the top one here for the Mickey Halford stable. And I normally wouldn't touch a Mickey Halford trained first time out horse, particularly a 2-year-old with a barge pole. They usually come on quite markedly for their first experiences. But Mickey had a bit of a rare bird the other day. We had their first time out 2-0 winner at Fairy House, would you believe? So that gives me a little bit more confidence than I normally would. Runs in the colours, of course, of the Aga Khan, and usually the Aga's horses are usually pretty special. Nicely bred. Obviously well-related to several useful winners, one or two trained by Dermot Weld. Eldermere would probably be the most noticeable. And there looks to be plenty of confidence behind this morning, this horse. Loving the Sun, obviously got to be respected from the Weld stable, and the market will tell us all we need to know about this race further down the line. But as for selection this morning, given that the Halford team are in great nick and they had a 2-0 winner the other day, and then I'll go with Embryo.
On to the 6:35 next, then. This is race 3 on the card, and it's an apprentice handicap over a mile. Kodiak's back 4-1 into 7-2 at the time of recording this. Pretty Famous is 6-1, 7-1 for Political Policy, 8-1 for Equation of Time and Lady Ranger. Jolene is also 8-1, and it's 12s or bigger for the others. Some usual Dundalk performers in there, Andy, and that nice open handicap to get stuck into. Who do you side with in the 6:35?
Yeah, well, the blinkers worked for the first time out, didn't they, on Kodiak's back, and if the headgear goes the same way this time, there's a good chance that horse can follow up that victory here over at Pretty Famous, although there is a school of thought to think that Pretty Famous will turn the tables around. I certainly won't put anyone off that project, particularly at 7-1, as it was Pretty Famous's first run at the track, whereas Kodiak's back's got plenty of previous experience, so Andrew Oliver's charge has got plenty of reasons to be confident of turning it around. Political Policy comes in good form. Do like the way that horse won here the other day down the centre of the track, and Gavin Cromwell's horse are in good form. But I like one a little bit further down the line. I'm taking a little bit of a punt here on a horse who's yet to race on this surface. It's fairly inexperienced as well, and the horse in question is Red Words. Several reasons why I fancy this horse. Comes out of a very good race, first and foremost, at Navan the other day. It was won by Mr. Moondance, who I suggest that podcasters keep on the right side of. Posted an incredibly good time for a 48-rated horse. Ran a much better overall and a good sectional time compared to Ig Bergman, who won the other mile race on the same card, and that horse is rated in the 80s. So I do think this race is above average. Red Words, turning in last, courtesy of a bad draw, stall 17, of course. Ran on quite noticeably to finish 6th in the end, although got beat quite away. It was still a good effort, considering it passed 12 to 13 horses down the home straight. Well drawn here tonight, with Dylan Hogan on board, and comes from a stable in red-hot form. Last Goodbye, of course, won a bumper the other day, but the likes of Annie Irish, Wizzy Rascal, Tigrawny, Cillian's Well and Hurry Kitty have all won in the last 2 or 3 weeks of this in-form rampant stable. And off a mark of 59, does look particularly well handicapped, or certainly well handicapped enough to go close here. 14-1 with William Hill this morning as well. I think this one's definitely been missed. There's not that many great value bets on the card here tonight, but I think I might have unearthed one with this Red Words.
Potentially a nice bit of each way value then in the 6:35. The 7:05 is the fourth race on the card. This is a race for 3-year-olds and older that since the 1st of January 2015 have not won a listed or group race. The market is headed by Eisenhower, who's 11-4 and just shortened up from 3-1 from the Aidan O'Brien stable. Stroll Patrol is 3-1, 7-2 for Balmont Mast, just nibbled from 4s. Russian Soul is 6s, 8 for Togoville, 9-1 for Jamesy, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an interesting one this, Andy, because you've got the likes of Eisenhower and Stroll Patrol who've done okay on the turf but not had any victories at Dundalk yet, or even any runs at Dundalk yet, taking on some real course specialists. So how do you see the 7:05 go?
Yeah, this is a really good betting race for me here, because as you pointed out, the two sexy horses here are very much Eisenhower and Stroll Patrol. Both of them have got some good form on the turf in recent times, and it's led to the market shifting very much in the favour of Aidan O'Brien's 3-year-old, just off the back of 2 runs, but he hasn't run since April. There must be a massive amount of confidence behind this horse for him to be anywhere near favourite, let alone a well-back one this morning. I mean, you look at the bare bones of that maiden win at Cork, you think, well, how on earth is he a 5-2 poker? He beat horses like Astenia and Well Done Me, Well Done Me has been a long-standing maiden for a long, long time. It was probably the manner in which he won and the potential that this horse has got more than anything else. He's by Warfront, so the surface shouldn't be any kind of an issue, but he's just not kind of horse I want to be backing at a short price, given his layoff and his low rating, and he's up against horses who've got fantastic form here at Dundalk. Stroll Patrol, he was 3rd in a Group 3, I can half see him running well, and he's done some good times this year. But the two to concentrate on here by a long chalk, a Belmont Mast and Togoville, Now, these two were involved in a red hot handicap here on the 16th of August. And on that occasion, Edward Lynham, 7-year-old, came out on top. Not for the first time, this horse has run really well here at Dundalk. His form figures since 2011 are incredible. They basically read 1-2-4, 1-1, 2-3-3, 1-3-2. So he's hardly ever out the frame. You basically just set your clock by him. And, of course, he's ridden by the crack £7 apprentice as well, who I keep banging on about. I do think this Ocean Ore is going to be a household name in the next year or two. I think he's a terrific pilot. And he got the best out of this horse last time out when he beat Have a Nice Day. He stays really well. He's just got everything in his favour tonight. If you're looking for one solid each-way bet on the card at 4-1, look no further than Belmont Mast. But he is up against Togerville, who I'm beginning to get a little bit of a soft spot for. He's not quite in the category of the Denny Cranes or your Chargers yet, but I think that love and affection is going to improve after tonight and certainly many runs down the line. His form figures here are also really good. 1-3, 1-2, 1-1, 2-1. So he's yet to be out the first three. He won over 5 furlongs the other day, which is quite incredible considering his best form has been over 7 and a mile. He just absolutely adores his service, and the trainer should be given a massive amount of credit for getting him up to the rating of 97. So I'm going to stick with these two here. They've both got brilliant Dundalk form. They always run their races, and the front end of the market's very lopsided. So Belmont Mast at 4-1 and Togerville at 8-1 are my two against the field.
Couple against field then, Frandy, in the 7:05. The 7:35 is race 5 on the card. It's the Diamond Stakes, which is a Group 3 over a mile and a quarter. 44 entries originally in this race, and we're down to a field of 3. Panama Hat is the 4-5 market leader. 13-8 for Carla Bianca, and Unsinkable is 6-1. Not always the easiest puzzles to solve, these three-runner races, Andy. They end up becoming tactical more often than not. So how do you see the 7:35 going?
Yeah, that's the unknown, isn't it, really, how this race is going to develop. But I'd imagine that Chrissy Haynes will want to make it a decent test here on Panama Hat, dropping down to a mile and a quarter. He's up against two horses who have got plenty of form over a mile. They've probably got more speed than he has. So you wouldn't want to be dawdling. He's a bit of a tricky customer, Panama Hat. A few starts back, he was very slowly weighing. He didn't want to race. He didn't want to get engaged in that race that he ended up winning. But he did win it in the end, and his time of the race is sensational. He's run well at Arlington Park next time, and he run up against Fascinating Rock, who we all know over a mile and a half at Leopardstown. We cut in the ground, he's almost unbeatable. And he's won here as well at Dundalk before, when he posted a good number here this time last year and a good handicap. So he's very much the one to beat for me, Panama Hat, providing he's in a going mood. If he isn't, then the most likely beneficiary is Carla Bianca, of course. She was obviously in very deep last time out in the Group 2 at the Curragh. But she's much better over a slightly lesser grade, and this small field will certainly help her chances. Unsinkable's a nice horse, but whether he's up to the standard Panama Hat on a going day, I wouldn't really know. So I'm going to go with Andrew Oliver's charge. Let's just hope that he gets out, gets in front, and serves it up to them.
On to the 8:05 next race, 6 on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile and a quarter for 3-year-olds and older, rated 70-100. Maudlin Magdalene heads the market at 3-1, 100-30 for Glacitura. Vale de Sol is 4-1, 8-1 for Turin Legend. Aurelia Cotter is 14s into 9s this morning. It's 9-1 for Park Row and 10s or bigger for the others. Interesting this, Andy. I'm quite intrigued to hear your thoughts, because Sharjah's an old favourite of yours. Outside of the field here, though, so is this too much for him to handle?
Yeah, I think Andrew Slattery is just struggling with this horse. I think the problem that he's had with this individual, he's just hasn't given him rest. I mean, he was almost like a marine here last year, wasn't he? The number of times he run, and he kept coming back for more. But the poor old boy's just basically run himself into the ground, and I think Andrew's just kept him on the go as well throughout the summer, which is a little bit naughty in my point of view. He's been running him over hurdles. He's obviously been trying to take advantage of a low hurdle mark, but he got a bit greedy, and the horse has just lost complete love with the game at the moment, and he ran poorly here the other day, which is not like him. So I'm going to have to leave him alone on this occasion, as the market suggests. Joe Lyons has got his horse in great form at the moment. He had 2 winners here last week at the meeting 7 days ago, and he's got a real tough individual in his hands here with Val de Sol, who at least has experienced the all-weather once in his life. That was when he was third behind Hurricane Cass, but he's been in great form of late on the turf. He won a couple of starts ago at Navan, showing good qualities to beat Sheba and Sal Scarabi. And although he come unstuck the other day down in Gower, and the ground probably was a bit too soft for him, and Pullman Brown's not a bad horse on his day, he bounced back to form after a poor run the time before. All in all, a very solid and consistent horse, a likeable horse as well, with a good attitude. Marlon Harcourt is absolutely ideal. He's got a good draw and the yards in form. So at 4-1 this morning, as you mentioned, I think Valdesol is rock solid each way.
Rock solid each way selection then for Andy in the 8.05. Moving on to the penultimate race next, which is the 8.35. And this is Division 1 of this mile and a half handicap for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. Mallory Heights is the 4-1 favourite at the time of recording this. Whatever It Takes is 9-2, 13-2 for Cartographic. Radari is 7-1 with Scenic Star. 8-1 for Chicago Dancer. 12s into 10s for Best Kept Secret. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. As the market suggests there, Andy, quite an open affair. Who do you side with in the 8.35?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Mallory Heights in this race. Fairly unoriginal, considering I'm picking the favourite. But I thought that run the other day was a really excellent one down in Roscommon. It was a very fast time. There was no hiding place. And this horse stayed in very strongly down the centre of the track. Couldn't quite cope with Torseef late on, but that horse is a very strong stayer. It's got some great form on artificial surfaces, although he's yet to win here in two starts. It's two career wins back in the day, came at Wolverhampton and Lingfield, so that shouldn't be much of an issue. And he's trained by Garvin Donnelly, who, I've got a little bit of a soft spot for Garvin. He's always been a trainer that has been very much underestimated, but he gets the best out of the small sample that he's got. A horse called Schrittor was a big flag bearer for the yard a couple of years ago, and he's been doing quite well with a horse like Lily's Prince, of course, won for the podcast at Ferryhouse in the week at a big price, and Political Policy won for him here the other day. The fact that he can turn around Political Policy, trained by none other than Mickey Halford, and actually get a win out of it, just shows you the skills that he's got. And with Shane Fowley on board as well, who rides his trap better than most, I do think Mallory Heights, if he runs to the level that he has been of late, should be there or thereabouts for us in the 8.35.
Mallory Heights for Andy there. Then the 9.05 is the final race on the card this evening. It's Division 2 of this mile and a half handicap for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. Noble Aussie is the 4-1 favourite. Sea of Blue is in there at 5-1, but that's a reserve, so keep an eye on that. Ondamora is 11-2, 6-1 for Mount Mills. Ballerina Rose is 6s, 10s or bigger for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I can only really mention two from a positive perspective here, and that's Noble Aussie and Ondamora. I think one of those two hopefully should come through for us here. Noble Aussie was a good third here the other day behind Temasek Star in one of the better and more strongly run races last week. The time figures were quite down last week. A lot of them were slowly run tactical affairs, but that race that was won by Mickey Halford's Charge, as I said, was one of the best numbers on the card. And I like the way that Noble Aussie finished off his race. He looks in an uncompromising position coming down the lane, but he finished off quite well up the inside of the track, and he seemed to take to the all-weather particularly well. Unfortunately, he's got a bit of a bogey draw to overcome here in stall 13. I know this is a mile and a half, but I don't like my horses too wide here, because you sometimes find as though they struggle to get into a decent track position. So with that in mind, I do think Ondamora is probably the way I'd go if I was splitting my stakes or doing an each-way bet here. Much better draw in trap 5. Running that good race down in Navan for the grade a few weeks ago behind the Nutcracker, who thinks very well handicapped. Just kept on from the back of the field without really threatening, but that wasn't a bad return to finish 6th of the 17 runners. Prior to that, finished 2nd to Scenic Star in quite a decent race down in Down Raw. So beginning to run itself into form is Tom Hogan's 3-year-old here. Lightly raced, and even though he's yet to run on the surface, I shouldn't see him being too much of an inconvenience. So, a pretty mundane race to end the card with. I must admit, I'm not overly keen on anything, if I'm being truthful. But Noble Aussie sets the standard. Draw just slots me, puts me off him in the shortest price. So, I'll go with Ondamora each way.
Ondamora each way then for Andy. In the finale, let's just have a quick summary as usual, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, fairly low grade stuff tonight, Dundalk, other than the two middle races. Quite keen on somebody told me in the first race, who was a good second and decent race down in Navan the last day. Embryart in the 6.05 will do for me from the Halford camp. Quite like the chances at a big price of Red Words in that 6.35. I think there's a bit of a sneaky one there that could give that podcast a little bit of fun. 7.05, my best strategy of the night is to back Belmont Mast and Togerville against the field. 7.35, Panama Hutch sets the standard. And if he's on a going day, should take all the beating in that Group 3 Diamond Stakes. Valdesol looks a rock-solid each-way investment in the 8.05. 8.35, Mallory Hutch is in great form, as is his trainer, so he'll do for me there. And in the final race, nothing to get really excited about here, so I'll go with Ondamora each way in the belief that he'll take to the surface for the first time.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.